All right, it is currently 12:12 p.m. on Wednesday, May 19th, 2021. I just want to specifically document the ongoing sex offender that is the state of California and the people of the state of California engaged in an ongoing sexual offense. I just want to specifically document another iteration of that sexual violence as the state goes out of its way to engage in the criminal elements as it is maintaining ongoing real-time awareness of what I am doing. And so as I am physically indisposed and understand, I am explaining the sexual violence that the state and the people of the state are engaged in. All right. This is a reflection of that entity that is an egregious sex offender. So 12:12 p.m. as the state is engaged in ceaseless monitoring, and understand all actors that I have identified, that I have documented both inside of this private space and as I leave this private space, are corporately engaged in that. This includes third party group Stalker Spectrum. All right. Demonstrating its engagement in the criminal elements of monitoring, engaging in that same sexual violence. So as 12:12 p.m., I want to be clear, I am engaged in the personal activity using the restroom. An absolutely personal activity. The state is engaged in ceaseless monitoring. The state's fake sun is over the roof of this room at Economy Inn at 2301 South Euclid Avenue. The state is directing light inside of this room, as I have demonstrated day in and day out. This is ongoing monitoring. And the people of the state monitoring while the state is engaging and listening to me in that exposed position on the toilet while my legs are open, engaging in personal activity that it's following while you were after you use the bathroom and my legs are open and I am engaged in cleaning myself. And the reason why this needs to be described, because you need to understand the sex offender that the state is engaging in, what is the audible activity creation, not through the helicopter this time, like I just documented the other day. This time the state is creating the audible activity of what is supposed to be a car, really, really loud, and creates this activity as each time I get toilet paper, open my legs, and wipe. Does it again each time I get toilet paper and open my legs again. This is intending to inflict violence, sexual violence. It is sexually motivated, listening to my very movement while I'm physically indisposed inside of that private space, engaged in that personal activity, having nothing. Basically, this has nothing to do with monitoring on my phone at that time. The entity that's engaged in surveillance and group stalking and monitoring, this is that which is sexually motivated, exceeding that criminal system, all right? That criminal purpose. This is a system that exceeds that. This is a sex offender that's engaged in that predatory, sexually motivated, a sexually violent and perverted conduct. I want to specifically document it. 12:12 p.m. All right. That's the entity that I'm documenting. That is the people of the state of California. That is a sex offender. Okay. Engaging in that. And you're talking about engaging in the same criminal elements, the state engaging in nothing but the creation of audible activity in that method, which is created sounding as though it is a car that is revving its engine. And this is occurring with simultaneity to my physical movements on the toilet while my legs are spread open and I'm engaging in wiping myself. All right. That is a sex offender. All right. And this is an unprecedented sex offender. This is the government that is a sex offender that's sexually violating you and facilitating that sexual violence in concert with the people of the state of California who are corporately engaged in that same monitoring, listening to you in that private space, in that exposed position, engaged in that personal activity, monitoring to that audible activity that's being created with simultaneity to your very movements in that state. All right. That's POC. It is 3:22 p.m. Erica Lorraine Spencer here. This is the POC, just ongoing documentation about the entity that is engaged in vicarious group stalking and monitoring conduct. This is demonic activity as I am capturing it, occurring in the natural. The people of the state of California creating audible activity, crossing path, engaged in corporate harassment. This is federal level harassment while it is monitoring and doing so while monitoring what I'm doing on my phone. I captured on video yesterday, Tuesday, May 18th, 2021, what were the third-party group stalkers that were in relevant positions standing on the banister. That would be in front of rooms 224, 222. They were along this side. I captured them on video while they were using what was their little Mennonite kid that was running past. Understand, this is none other than the appearance under which the state is creating sensational activity. activity. And I captured that on video. This is what I have been speaking to on my podcast, the state creating sensational activity where there is no minion that's rolling anything by or walking by or running by, which under no circumstances creates an earthquake. It's called concerted conduct. This is what the minions do, the people of the state of California do, while they are corporately monitoring and engaged in corporate invasion of privacy and engaged in what is harassment and threatening corporately on behalf of the government that is monitoring through their conduct, monitoring in concert with them. And so at 3:22 p.m., you have, again, I'm reviewing on my phone. I'm on the internet. I'm on my phone, communication device, the venue of the internet. This is interstate commerce, ongoing criminal activity. And I'm mentioning yesterday because I gave you a visual of what the state is doing. So you see in the video what is a minion crossing path, and I'm addressing the fact that they are always engaged in this running. And not only is it, okay, common sense part, like, this is a business. You're on the second floor. It's entirely unsafe. You have the sanctioning of unsafe activity. This is armed with surveillance cameras. Any ordinary business would actually require that conduct to stop because it's a liability. There's that. And this is that which is occurring on a ceaseless basis. I mean, the venue is facilitating criminal conduct. The venue is engaged in criminal activity. That's just the common sense aspect. Okay, aside from that, you have what is monitoring. And so as I'm reviewing what are the documentation regarding the criminal activity of the California Supreme Court and the ways that it engaged in criminal obstruction of justice by evading service of process, as I'm looking at this damning documentation, this is what the demons that are surrounding, okay, the demons that are acting through the people of the state of California engaged in criminal activity. So you have what is the sound of boom, 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 boom. I'm not exaggerating, okay? Boom, 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 as what is supposed to be a minion, a person running past repeatedly back and forth every time I'm opening up a document on my Google Drive, okay? They're monitoring. And it is also sensational activity creation for that monitoring. The state is directing light. The state's fake sun is over this room outside. And the state is always stalking by airplane and aircraft, the police, the fire department, the ambulance. As I just showed again yesterday, as I stepped out of these walls of the room and documented the state engaged in federal group stalking and monitoring, ongoing direct evidence against the people of the state, the vicarious actors on behalf of that demonically influenced government that is monitoring me, an American citizen who is thoroughly documenting and posting and exposing that criminal activity. So I just want to be clear, that's activity creation. While the entity is monitoring, this is the people of the state engaged in ongoing harassment. And understand the boom, 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 and the earthquake. And I put that in air quotes. This is the state creating sensational activity. This is the people of the state engaging in concerted conduct to that end with real-time knowledge of what I'm doing on the internet, on my communication device, all right? This is relevant to the existing federal statutes that the people of the state of California are in violation of on an ongoing basis, engaging in the perpetuation of a ongoing sex offense, monitoring inside of a private space. No, my legs are not open at this moment, physically indisposed. I am in a private... I want to be clear, you're not going to hear the 60 freeway and you're not going to hear traffic on Euclid Avenue, which is what that activity is supposed to be. That's the state acting in concert with the people of the state, sounding off audible activity, which is literally the state playing a tape of a sound of a car engine revving, okay? You're not hearing that traffic. In reality, you are not able to hear that traffic inside of the hotel room. Okay, and just so you know, that's exactly what the state was doing while my legs were open and I was using the toilet, and the state aware of that at that moment, intentionally creating that activity for that sexually perverted and corporate engagement in that sexual violence, engaging in the criminal elements of monitoring, all right, intending to inflict harm. And so I want to be clear, the minions outside, while the state's directing light inside of this venue, while this in this this room, I'm sorry, at this venue, that is speaking to ongoing monitoring inside of a private space, monitoring what I'm doing on the internet, monitoring what I'm doing on the communication device that I'm using on the internet, which is also relevant to what is criminal obstruction of justice, while it seeks to engaging the criminal elements, seeking to harass and threaten, while it's monitoring what I'm doing with regard to publishing its documentation of its criminal activity, reviewing the documentation of its criminal activity. That includes the Supreme Court. That's why the state is engaging in that level of harassment that you're hearing. Understand what you're listening to. In the same way, when I was in the car at Fern and G Street, at my car at Vine and G Street, and the state was amplifying train activity, which you also cannot hear at that location. That's what you just heard right now while the state created that. The state is playing the tape of a sound of traffic. That's POC. It's 3:28 p.m. And the surveillance cameras on this venue show what is none other than ongoing criminal activity, providing an ongoing context to the criminal activity that is being witnessed on the surveillance cameras, which, by the way, the state is using to monitor. It is also the means of documentation and prosecuting that same entity using it for that criminal conduct. It's POC. All right, Erica Lorraine Spencer here. It is Wednesday, May 19th. Still, it's currently 4:26 p.m. What I captured images of is the direct evidence against the people of the state engaged in the state's pattern of conduct of federal group stalking and monitoring. This is isolating the pattern of conduct to Economy Inn, where I remain, which is relevant as to the entity, including the people of the state of California, who are monitoring an American citizen inside of a private space. The state's directed light, I'm clearly capturing it and vivid imagery all along the wall, around the window, on the ceiling, on both sides of the walls. And I'm even going to point your direct attention, because this is going to the overall analysis of the state's conduct of stalking with light as it is monitoring with communication devices on a massive scale in concert with the people of the state of California. Just as I captured exactly, like I stated earlier, yesterday on May 18, 2020, at the same time when I'm capturing these images of what is the light activity inside of this room at 2301 South Euclid Avenue, where, mind you, before I left the venue yesterday afternoon, I captured the state's fake son. You see the third party group stalker as she's patrolling in and out of the room of 227 while I'm on the first floor. And you see the light activity on the ceiling as she's entering and exiting, showing how light is necessarily being aimed upward inside of that venue while I'm standing under the state's fake son in the parking lot. Okay, you're seeing what is the directed light and you're seeing what is the state's light source over my head. Mutually distinct sources of light. Okay, the state is aiming light in all manner of direction. And you saw what is the directed light inside of the room at that time. Okay, I also want to be clear, so this is number one, because you saw that same fake sun over me at 4:25 p.m., 24 hours earlier than today, and I just took pictures of what is the state's light activity, and this is relevant, because what you're looking at 4:25 p.m., the state's fake sun was over the windshield while I'm inside of the vehicle of the third party with license plate 4WON432, while the state, via the Ontario Fire Department, is crossing path with lights on its vehicle, crossing path on Holt Boulevard, as I am headed what is west on Holt Boulevard. The Ontario Fire Department, after being in the middle of the street, anticipating the arrival of the vehicle I'm inside of to create light activity, facilitating not only, it's not isolated to Ontario, that light activity is facilitating all of the group stalkers that are in relevant position in traffic beside me at that distance before I even reach the position where the fire department is. Understand the significance of that criminal activity that you're witnessing the state engaging in that video, okay? Enabling all third parties, and I also specifically named Amazon Prime, engaged in POC, while the state's fake sun, as I also captured in that video at 4:25 p.m., nowhere near 2301 South Euclid Avenue, it is squarely over me, over the windshield, in the vehicle that I am in motion inside of at campus and Holt Boulevard at 4:25 p.m. And this is after being squarely above my head inside of the parking lot at 2301 South Euclid Avenue, all right, in the afternoon, well before that. Okay, so this is literally that the abandonment of its remaining over my location at 2301 South Euclid Avenue and literally traveling north and south and east and west to be directly over me. You're going to recall the state's fake sun remaining and being placed directly beside 101 North Euclid Avenue, where I'm at the T-Mobile store as Amazon Prime flies over, creating amplified audible activity. Understand this is the state acting in concert vicariously through Amazon Prime, using its instrumentalities it is supplying to the government to monitor an American citizen. That's the significance, the legal relevance of what I captured in that video. The state's fake sun is directly over my head. And while I'm at the T-Mobile store, and you're looking at the light activity while I'm inside of that T-Mobile store, paying attention to the state's fake sun. This has nothing to do with the placement of the sun. Not only is that not the sun, that placement is also in direct conflict. There's no rationale for this light activity you're witnessing inside of that venue where they were monitoring me in concert with the state. All right. I just want to be clear, the vivid light activity that I just captured again 24 hours later. And this is, again, not only is it not from the sun, it is also speaking to where was the state's fake sun? 4:25 p.m., 24 hours earlier, it was clearly captured over the windshield where I'm at campus and a Holt Boulevard, where the Ontario Fire Department is entering inside of the parking lot of the Cardenas/Church's Chicken while we are driving west on Holt Boulevard after it remained directly over the vehicle while we're driving north on Euclid Avenue. And then after remaining directly over the vehicle while we proceed to go south down Euclid Avenue and then proceed to go what is east on Holt Boulevard and then north on Bonview. And the State's Fake Sun is directly over me at that property at 435 South Bonview. Okay. And this is that which is also the whole, looking at it at a macro level, the State's Fake Sun remains at this literal property, this address, and a very precise location in conflict with the totality of documentation that exists at every other place where it not only remains for a duration of the day, wherever I remain, it remains there. And the State's light activity, which is the direction of light in all manner of directions, the State is directing light in multiple directions. Okay, this is just molesting with light, all right? This light all over the place, even when you are supposedly in the shade. The State is aiming light, and this is engineered light. This is no ordinary light. And so I just want to capture that. Again, that's the ongoing direct evidence, and you're speaking to what is the ongoing, also the direct evidence, while the State provides ongoing evidence against its own criminal partner, the people of the State, as I'm documenting them leading up to that prosecution of a sex offender that has never been identified and never has been legislated about, because this is government conduct and the government is acting through the people. The people are the criminal. The people are the sex offender. I mean, this is an egregious, threatening, harassing sex offender that is a stalker. This is also a stalker that is acting on behalf of Satan himself. Okay, this is that which is demonic conduct, and it is very criminal in the natural. All right, so you're looking at what is the satanic system in operation in California, and where are you getting all this from? The environment, the absolutely impossible occurrence of what is light surrounding inside of this space, because I am subject to federal group stalking and monitoring, which is monitoring with communication devices while the government is engaged in group stalking by airplanes, helicopters, police, fire, and ambulance, as the documentation has steadily demonstrated and has already established. So you are looking at what is the prosecution of the people, and that is what the system of federal group stalking and monitoring is, where the government is monitoring you. The government is monitoring you via the people with communication devices. And that is in violation of existing federal law. And that shall be the substance of federal legislation to be created and enforced against the public entity, California, to serve as the prime example of how you prosecute and how you identify when a government is monitoring. Which, by the way, this is nothing new. This is just that which has not been exposed yet successfully. That is the presence, though, if you will. If you've got the State's Fake Sun over, and let's be clear, that is mutually exclusive. You do not have, it is impossible. And not only, you're not, listen, again, we're just looking at within 24 hours, it was over campus, over the windshield. This is very, very precise, very specific location with the State's Fake Sun. Not just being over me in the sky. It is maintaining that same presence in the zenith, in its zenith. I'm looking at the entirety, the central location of this light object over me, where I am at the same time. No. But not only that, you're looking at the locations. You are not over. And in addition, the actual object itself, if you take a good gander of what I'm capturing, that is not even the sun. It doesn't even look like the sun. It looks like a glob of light. It's humongous. It's a hovering light source. That is not the sun. And it is maintaining central presence over my head at any direction that I move. And this is also that which is in conflict with the totality of the documentation. Okay, so you're talking about in every single which way you analyze it, this is not the sun, and the light activity inside of this room is in direct conflict with the State's placement of its light source. And by the way, under no circumstances does the placement of let's say that was actually the sun, and we're also going to posit that that is not the sun. I'm going to accept both. If that was actually the sun, that is not the explanation for the light activity inside of this room. That is not the sun. That's the State's light source. And it is no explanation for the light's activity and for the light activity inside of this room. This is the State's directed light. The State is aiming light inside of this room because it is monitoring with communication devices while it is engaged in sexual violence and ongoing sexual offense, creating that audible activity while it's monitoring, while it knows that I'm in operation, no communication device. Its aim is not to monitor. Its aim is to inflict sexual harm while it's aware of the fact that I'm indisposed, engaged in a personal activity. That's a sex offender. Understand the mindset behind that. That is very, very depraved and perverted. That's disgusting. okay? That's what the government is engaged in. That's what the people of the state of California are engaged in. And they can hold their child's hand. They can hold their little niece and nephew's hand. They can hold a newborn baby. They can push a stroller. That's a sex offender acting with the government. And does so under those guises where you are assuming that you couldn't be a sex offender because you have a minor child. I don't think so. You're a sex offender because you're monitoring with the government that's engaged in sexually motivated, predatory, and perverted conduct like that, which you are monitoring to because you're sitting there listening to the same activity that's being created, monitoring me to that same activity, maintaining group presence on behalf of that same entity that's stalking in all of those incredible manners with a fake son, by police, fire, and ambulance, and with its directed light, and doing so in concert with you. You are holding hands with that entity. You are equally divested and engaged in that criminal act. And this, as I've already shown, third parties are not innocent actors. They act with full intent, okay? This is the revealing of what is demonic activity in the natural, and it is a demonic activity that's serving a criminal purpose that has not been addressed by legislation, all right? And that's the images, the significance of the images that I took, yet again, showing another example of what is absolutely impossible to exist naturally, speaking to the criminal act that the government is engaged in, which is a sex offense, yet to ever be addressed, okay, where the government is sexually violating you, and the government, that alone itself is unprecedented, but the government is not just alone, the entity is engaged in sexual violation, the government is doing it in concert with the people of the state. That is a, that's a sort of sexual violation of proportions never addressed, okay, not even contemplated, to be honest with you, but the crimes, the act, is what is dictating that policy. This is what the entity is engaged in, and you legislate, you prosecute, period. All right? So it's 4:37 p.m., and that's POC.